Well, now moving on to Kashmir, where life in Indian-controlled Kashmir has come to a standstill as businesses have been closed down to protest a visit by the Indian Home Affairs Minister. Now, the Indian minister's visit is aimed at exploring possibilities of restoring peace to the region through negotiations. However, as our correspondent Sayed Ali Safi reports, Kashmiris believe the move is merely political gesture, given the fact that all top pro-independence leaders have either been jailed or put under house arrest.
People in Indian-controlled Kashmir have observed a complete shutdown in protest at the visit of India's Home Minister Rajnath Singh to the disputed region. While the authorities impose strict restrictions across the region, particularly in the region's capital, Srinagar, to prevent anti-government demonstrations, the region came to a grinding halt in response to a strike called given by the Hurriyat Conference, an amalgam of pro-independence groups. Singh has come to explore the possibilities of restoring peace to the region, which has seen an upsurge in deadly violence over the past 14 months. On his arrival, Singh expressed willingness to meet anyone who could help find a solution to the problems in the restive region. But many Kashmiris say it was just a political gesture.
The irony is at the one hand, Mr. Rajnath Singh, India's Home Minister, has sent out a tweet in which he said that he's willing and ready to talk to anyone. But on the other hand, those people who India has problems with, who are seeking right to self-determination, be it Mr. Yasin Malik, he has been imprisoned, Mr. Gilani is under house arrest, and so is the Mirwais. There's a huge chasm between what is being said and what is being done.
The Indian Home Affairs Minister's visit here comes as anger runs high against New Delhi here in Kashmir. People here believe that New Delhi's refusal to recognize the Kashmir issue as a political problem, as well as its crackdown on dissent, have worsened the situation in the region.
India's National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has launched a massive crackdown against the region's pro-independence leaders, evoking widespread outrage across the region. So far, the agency has arrested 10 people, including 7 pro-independence leaders. The Hurriyat Conference has termed the arrest an attempt to harass and pressurize the leadership to stop advocating the people's cause.
Rajnath ji is talking about the dialogue. I think it's just to befool the international community and nothing else. The National Investigating Agency has not left even a single stone unturned in order to terrorize the entire freedom camp. In such circumstances, the offer is meaningless. It is all a futile exercise and nothing else.
Kashmir conflict traces its roots to the partition of the subcontinent in 1947 and the failure of successive governments in New Delhi and Islamabad to resolve their territorial dispute over Kashmir. Sayed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.